Welcome to Empowered Radio. I am your host, Emma Montgomery, an online nutrition and fitness coach and creator of Shred With Em. Each week, we'll talk all things nutrition, training, and mindset. You'll be able to take my tips and strategies and apply what you learn to see results with both your body and your mind. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode. So we are, when you're hearing this, we'll be close to 2 weeks into the new year. So for those of you that started a new fitness journey, a new nutrition journey, a healthier way of living, a more active way of living, whatever that looks like, I know that is very common for a lot of people in the new year. And I will hear pushback from people, not even pushback, what's the word I'm looking for? Negative comments, really, just like bashing people that start, oh, here's the resolutioners and that kind of thing. You guys, I will tell you, I was pretty much a resolutioner. My ex-husband is in amazing shape, and he was a New Year's resolutioner. And we're both still going strong today. I know tons of people that start at the new year. And my point in saying this is because if you are motivated to start at the new year or whatever it is, it doesn't matter if it's the new year. If you're ready to go, then go, especially if it is at the new year. But when you start at the new year, I think it's amazing because there are so many other people that are also starting. You have a lot more accountability and support. You also have far less distractions because I would say the likelihood of someone close to you, whether it's a spouse or a sibling or a parent or a child or your friends, whatever, work, coworkers, I would say a lot of those people are also on the same journey as you. So people that might have been, I hate to say a negative influence, but maybe a distraction and would have said, let's go out to eat at lunch today. Let's go get pizza. Let's go do, you know, whatever it is. Let's go drinking this weekend. Those people are also going to be trying to better themselves like you are. And so, again, you have less of a distraction from those people. So, in my opinion, I think the new year is a great time for people to start just because there's less noise and there's more support. So for those of you that did start in the new year, I'm clapping for you right now, like literally doing the air clap. And I hope that you are still going strong on your journey. And that brings me to what I wanted to talk about today, which is motivation. I literally get asked multiple times every week, especially on my Q&A, how I stay motivated to go to the gym regularly. And you guys, I've answered this a million times, but I wanted to put it out here too, especially for those of you guys that are new to listening to the podcast and that have started your journey. I am not motivated every day. I am rarely motivated to go to the gym. There are some days that it takes every fiber in my body to put on my gym clothes and get out the door. And I will tell you, it's much worse in the winter when it's cold, when it's dark for what feels like forever. I live in Kentucky. I feel like it's dark when I wake up and it's like 5 o'clock and it's dark. So I know a lot of you can relate to that. But with little sunshine, it is harder to just feel, I don't even want to say feel good, but just, you know how it is when you feel the sun and you see it and it's just like bright and inviting and just cheerful. And, you know, the winter is just tough for a lot of people. Seasonal depression is a real thing. A lot of people struggle with that. I do. But anyhow, the point in all of this is me saying I am rarely motivated. I'm just very disciplined. I've been doing this for a long time. I know I will feel much better after I go get my workout in, whether it is the workout that I had mapped out for myself, like in the program in my app that I'm using, whether I do that, or sometimes I get there and I'm like, you know what? It's just not going to happen today. I'm going to walk on the treadmill. But I went, I showed up, and I moved my body. Maybe it wasn't in the exact way that I had planned, but that happens sometimes. But the point is, you're never going to be motivated all of the time. If you were motivated to start January 1st, that is amazing. If you're still motivated to keep going right now, that's even better. But I promise you, there will come a day and it will probably be sooner than later that the motivation will start to just die down and slow down, and it'll come to a halt. And motivation, when they say motivation is fleeting, that is the truest statement. So you're never going to always be motivated. I know people will sit around and they'll say, I'm waiting to be motivated to start my diet. I'm waiting to be motivated to start going to the gym or to start working out at home. And you're just never going to randomly, it is rare, you guys, that it's just going to hit you and you're like, I'm motivated, let's do this thing. You'll wait for a very long time and you will waste a ton of time waiting to be motivated. So people think that they get motivated, then they go do the workout or they start eating better, they do the thing. So they get motivated, they take the action, and then they get the results they were looking for, so they lose weight, and then they just don't stay motivated. That is not how it works. It actually works by just doing, just going, just starting, taking action. So action is always going to be the first step. So you just have to do it. Then once you start doing the thing, which in this case, we're talking about working out. Once you start working out for a day, then a week, then a couple of weeks, and you get on a regular schedule, especially if you're going at the same time, I think that's super helpful. You get a routine established. And even if you're not motivated, you're showing up for yourself. You're going every day. You've been doing this for a couple of weeks. You start to see results. You start feeling better. You have more energy. You're sleeping a heck of a lot better. Your pants are fitting looser. You may even notice that you've lost weight at this point. So you start seeing the results. That's what keeps you motivated to keep going. And then you just rinse and repeat. You take action. You see results. You stay motivated. And it's just this big cycle. It's kind of like a snowball picking up speed as it rolls downhill, but it has to actually start rolling before it gets larger and going faster. So I just always like to explain it in that way because I get asked all the time about being motivated. And honestly, you guys, you're not going to be. You just have to start and take those tiny actions, and it might be something super small. And honestly, I recommend starting with those small wins every day that make you feel good about yourself and that you can expand upon. So I had answered a question from a girl, and it was literally, she had said she had gained 15 pounds last year or was coming into this year 15 pounds heavier. I'm not motivated. She knows that she needs to do something, but she's not motivated. And that's when I said, you're not going to be, but if you give yourself small things that you can crush each day, then those things will also lead to your goal. So let's just say, for example, you set a step goal, or maybe it's not even an actual step goal at this point. Maybe it's, I'm going to walk for 10 minutes every day. I know after on my lunch break, after I eat, I've got 10 minutes. I can walk. It'll make me feel better. I'll move my body. I know that I can do that 5 days a week. That's your goal. So you do that for 5 days and you're doing that daily. You feel good because one, you're moving, but two, you're keeping a commitment to yourself and you're checking that box. Who doesn't love to have a list that they're checking off? I feel like most people do. So you're accomplishing that thing and you're showing yourself that you can do it. So then you just expand upon that. So maybe it's that you actually set a step goal, or maybe it's that you increase it to 7 days a week, or maybe you increase the duration. So instead of 10 minutes, maybe it's 15. Then you set a goal of, I'm going to make sure I have protein in every meal. I'm going to drink water with each of my meals. So it doesn't have to be hard things, but you have to start with something. And I think starting with those small attainable things each day that become habits that also work towards your larger overall goal, which in this case, for the example, we're talking about weight loss, all of those things, walking more, eating more protein, drinking more water, all of those things are going to help towards your weight loss goal, but it also starts the action of doing something. And then once those things become so easy and you don't even realize it's a task that you're checking off because it's just part of what you do, then it's okay. I've been doing this for months. Like that's not even a thing anymore. This is just what I do. This is who I am. This is the person that I am. I do these things. I'm going to start working out now 3 days a week. So you set another goal that is realistic and attainable that you feel good about. So we're starting at 3 days. Once we start crushing those 3 days, 30-minute workouts, then we move up to 4 or 5. I think you guys see where I'm going with this. The point is you're not going to be motivated to do those things. You just have to do. And I recommend starting small, starting attainable, giving yourself those small wins daily. Those will compound and eventually they'll turn into these big rocks, you know, the things that you're really wanting to do. So the working out, going to the gym, maybe it's tracking your calories and your macros. So I know this one is just a super simple, very digestible episode, but that's exactly what I wanted. I want there to be less overwhelm and more action, but that action, we've got to quit overthinking and just start doing. And it's so much easier to start doing when you realize that you can just start by the small, simple things that you're probably glossing over right now because they feel too easy. So it's never going to be too easy. You need to do all of those things anyways. Start small, give yourself those wins each day. Once you prove that you can do it, grow upon those. And then before you know it, you'll be a person that says, I just go to the gym every day. I just go to the gym through 3 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever that is. That's how I am now. I literally don't even think about, even if I walk, I have a treadmill at home. I go to the gym just because it's part of my routine, unless the weather is crazy and I can't get there. But the point is it's just part of who I am now and my routine and my daily thing. I just go to the gym. So I hope this one's helpful. As always, I appreciate when you guys share with a friend. I hope you guys have an amazing week, and I will talk to you all next Friday.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Empowered Radio. If you enjoyed the episode or found value in it, could you do me 2 quick favors? 1, take a screenshot and post it to your social media and tag me in it so I can say thanks. And 2, could you subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star rating and review in iTunes? It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.